This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, young street performers travel to New Hampshire to support Democratic presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich. And our own Brian Unger offers some campaign slogan makeover advice. But first, the folks at JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, are still excited by the successful landing of the second Mars rover Opportunity. It touched down over the weekend and is already beaming back pictures and other data. Joining us now from JPL in Pasadena is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Madeline.
So what are the JPL scientists saying right now about that mission?
Well, right now the discussion is about the first sets of images that have come down from Opportunity, which landed Saturday night and is now sending data back. It's really quite remarkable when you think about it. It landed in the afternoon on Mars time, so it's very confusing here because you've got Mars time for one rover. Then, of course, you remember there's another rover on the other side of the planet that's 12 hours offset, and then you've got Pacific time and you've got Eastern time, so keeping time straight is quite complicated. But let's talk about Mars time for a little bit. Opportunity landed in the afternoon of Mars time. It got down. It had to completely unfold itself, unfold its solar panels, charge its batteries, erect this camera mast, start moving other bits of hardware around so that it was ready to start work, and then it started to take pictures. Then it had to transmit those pictures to a satellite that was orbiting overhead, and literally within 4 hours of landing and doing all this, people on Earth were looking at the first color pictures from this place on Mars. It's just a remarkable set of events that got us to that point. Now we're 2 days past that, and people are saying, we've got tons more pictures to look at. The pictures that they're showing at today's news conference had to do with what's called the Pan Cam. Now, the Pan Cam stands for panoramic camera. It's a very high resolution camera, and so to take a full 360 degree panorama of the landing site takes a long time. But they've begun that. And the first color pictures show this really amazing thing. First of all, they show that the rover has landed itself in a little crater, because you can see the rim of the crater, and then you can see past the rim of the crater to the horizon beyond it, where the crater rim dips down a little bit. You can see this dark reddish soil. You can see impressions of the airbags. Remember, this thing comes down and bounces on the surface with airbags. You can see impressions of the airbags in the soil of Mars. And you can see this rock, this lighter rock. It looks like slabs of rock that has dust kind of been blown off it or moved off of it somehow. And that's the rock that the scientists are very excited about, because they think it's Martian bedrock. Bedrock being, you know, the stuff that's actually connected to the planet. It hasn't been blown away or dropped by forces like wind or an impact crater or something like that.
So these images from Opportunity are different, a lot different from the ones sent back by the other rover, Spirit?
Well, the images themselves, it's the same camera. Everything on these two rovers is virtually identical. So the cameras, the instruments on the robotic arm, the six-wheel rover, they're all essentially the exact same. But the landing sites couldn't possibly look more different. I mean, okay, they both look red, they both look alien, so they do look like another planet. So we'll start with that. But to the trained eye of a geologist, they look totally different. I mean, the Spirit landing site in Gusev Crater is full of rocks and boulders, and it's, you know, sort of rocky and hills in the distance. This place is completely smooth, except for occasional little pebbles, and then these outcrops of rocks. It's sort of like if you go, I don't know, in Central Park. I haven't been able to find out if this is a good analogy. In Central Park, New York, we used to go climbing on rocks that sort of stick up out of the soil, and I think that's what this is like. This is rocks that are attached to the planet that are sort of protruding out of the dirt.
Hmm. And so what's the plan for this mission?
Well, the plan is pretty much like the other one, to check out all the instruments over the next couple days and make sure everything's working right, and then stand the rover up on its little lander, which it's sitting on right now, and then roll down a ramp and onto the surface and start looking around. They want to play in the soil. They've got instruments on board that'll tell them about the iron content in the soil, and they'll have various things to do like that. But they're going to be cautious with this one, a little more cautious, because, as you know, the other rover, Spirit, has been having some problems, and they want to make sure that the problems are not something that could be copied on Opportunity, because, as I said, the rovers are identical, and so if there's a problem on one, they want to make sure they're not going to run across the same problem on the other.
And quickly, what's happening with the Spirit?
Well, they think they're confident, or at least somewhat confident, they know what the problem is. They think it's a software problem. If it is a software problem, they can upload a new set of commands, and it should be able to start working again.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Thanks a lot, Joe.
You're welcome.